What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. What it is, people, it's your boy Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. I am your host, Doggy Diamonds. To my right, I'm going to let them introduce themselves, but to my right, I got...
C-Gutter.
All right, Brother Tad.
We supposed to say C-Gutter? No, I'm supposed to say C-Gutter, where you at? Yeah. Gutter, what's going on, man?
I ain't nothing, bro.
So, I want to get into a really quick t-shirt line, hoodie line. This is what I got on right here. Pronounce it for me.
Balogun.
And what does that mean?
Rough translation... a general, a warlord.
Got you.
I mean, you're a father at war, which basically means the head of the village when it comes to doing battle.
Got you.
You know.
So a lot of people, when they think of their t-shirt line, they always got like these extravagant names. Why that name?
First of all, it's my name.
Okay.
That's my government.
You know what I mean? Wow, wow.
But you know, just being instilled in with that type of attitude as far as your heritage, your history. My mom's spilled that obviously because she gave me an African name. You know, when you going through all the little street stuff and all that boo, you may not be aware of, you know, well, you aware, but you block out a lot of the stuff that is more meaningful.
Love tried to give it to you, but she's like, yo, I'm out here.
No, I took it, but, know, at a young age, you didn't have enough guidance. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, sorry, but I don't like when people say, yo, because they fall. Because my pops wasn't around.
Yeah.
But that's not the reason why I did what I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I hate when people, like, try to use that narrative. Every time.
Yeah.
I just my personal opinion, when you about 10, 11, if you doing something, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you're fully cognizant of what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you going to go in your mom's purse and steal some money, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, and I definitely don't know any criminal that hasn't done that. You stole out your mom's purse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You knew it was wrong.
Yeah.
You knew your mom was going to beat your ass if she catch you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we just, you know what I mean? You make that constant decision. But without proper guidance, that's where it takes on, you know what I mean, a different route. You know, so I ain't had a proper guidance because... It's a lot of things that, looking back at in retrospect, that I could have did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But obviously, that doesn't make me into the individual I am now.
Yeah.
I would have been a different C. Nobody probably would know of a C gutter, boo. You know what I mean? I probably wouldn't have did the time I did. You know what I'm saying?
The notoriety. You wouldn't have
got it. But at the end of the day is... everybody got to go through some type of struggle.
How does it feel?
In order to grow.
How does it feel being on this block?
What you mean?
You on Hudson Street. Last time you was here was what?
Yeah. 2001. Yeah. Nah, facts.
How does it feel being on this block?
They didn't got me for doing the time now. So I really can't, you know, it is what it is.
But do it feel weird being on this block, though, or does it look different to you?
No, me and Tad had a conversation. I thought the building was actually Hot 97.
Oh, no, probably borrowed from there.
No. I went there with Faye.
Okay.
It was for March 9th.
I went
there with Faye. Because I hung out with Faye all that day.
You know what I mean?
So she went to a few radio stations. She did Sway, then she went to Hot 97 or whatever. I got to see my guy enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't bar me.
Okay.
They probably didn't actually know who I was either. Enough knew. You know what I'm saying? People that was in there, but I'm quite sure the people that own the building ain't know the dude that shot. The dude that was that shot, you know what I'm saying, in front of the spot was dead. So it wasn't no problem with me. Like, I didn't have – it was funny to me. I was like, damn, first spot I come to.
Yeah.
Radio station. No, it wasn't the first spot, but it's like, because we went to Sway shit first.
Got you.
I'm like, the first time after all this time back at this joint. You know, it was just ironic that, like, yo, nigga, end up back here.
When you think about that day, what would you have done different?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think nothing, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, because it was a situational thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't, now if I would have took the advice of people before, even with my state case, you know what I mean? Because even if I'd have took my own advice, for real.
Yeah.
Because I was telling, like, 2 weeks prior to me catching my state case, which happened after the Fed case, but, you know what I mean?
So Hot 97 was the Fed.
Yeah.
State case was Myrtle Ave.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And Hot 97 happened first, but we got away.
Mm.
We didn't, until we got indicted and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I was telling my little brother, like, yo, okay. Because it was something with some red rags or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Some domos. But he was like, yo, and I'm like, yo, God, you know, you gotta be aware, dudes is telling now. Woo, 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 woo. And not just saying it's them specifically doing, but just speaking in general, like, yo, you gotta be aware of what you're doing, because you clap a dudes will send you to jail, bro.
There's no
ifs, ands, and buts about it. Yeah. Like that, and that's literally what happened after I spoke to him with the
Myrtle Ave.
Yeah, with the Myrtle Ave. You know what I mean? So I just didn't take my own advice.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was more like that than like the uncle that always give you good advice.
The drunk uncle that don't.
But never follow none of
them.
You know what I'm saying? Your uncle, you know, he probably did 100 bids. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He stayed in jail. He, man, I'm telling you, youngin', if you do this and you do that. And they be looking at you like, yo, but uncle, you like, you about to get sentenced next week.
You know what I mean?
It's like that. So I had that joint where I always had the intelligence to give good advice, but I wasn't even following it.
Yeah.
Because like I said, my temper, you know what I'm saying? I had a bad temper and My temper is now.
I wanted to tell you how much you changed though.
Listen, my temper is good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't get mad and I don't be. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know, I know the techniques to like breathe.
Get
away from a person if you like, if it's really get to that joint with
you.
You know what I'm saying? Because this is another thing is people need to be aware in our communities about the mental health issues.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Any dude that came up, especially at our time, in our environment, in the environments around New York City and anywhere.
Any city ghetto. Yeah.
Any slum area, kids going to suffer from PTSD. You in a war zone, bro.
We was talking off camera about all the dudes in our hood that got killed. Not that died of a heart attack, but actually got murdered.
Yeah.
And we was in double digits.
Yeah.
And it happened when we was kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, y'all was kids, but I was like,
I'm
half a man now.
You got me by some.
So, that's an issue that if you don't deal with it, especially if you got anger issues, it's always going to end up bad. You know what I mean?
I remember when I heard what happened in Hot 97. And they said Gutter was there, and I was like, "Oh, nah, that sound about right. That's what Gutter do." You know what I'm saying? And then I know with Big being gone, you really felt like you had to protect the home team more than anything. Because what would Big had it done?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I always been like, from younger, like anybody I associate with, if you my man, the loyalty factor is heavy, and even for me being, because I always was a small guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? In stature. Like, I only got some size on me when I went to jail. You know what I mean? So, back in the day, I was slim.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Not skinny.
I was defined,
but I was slim. Like, I wasn't no heavyweight. Like, But, dude, everybody knew I was a fighter. So, but even then, I always had a certain level of protectiveness of anybody I deal with. You know what I mean? It's just, and especially like me and Tad was talking about this earlier, it was like I'm the oldest. It was me, Big, O, Cheek. You know what I mean? Everybody was at least a year younger than me.
And Winnie was way younger than y'all.
Nah, Winnie's actually older than O.
Word? I never
Winnie's
knew that.
Only 2 years younger than me.
I always thought Oli was, you know why? Because Oli was out more.
Yeah.
So Winnie always seemed like the younger brother.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, I was the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to remember, I was the shortest, too.
Yeah.
Only one was shorter than me was Cheek.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was
the shortest, but I was the wildest. You know what I'm saying? I was always high strung.
I mean, when you hear something on Fulton Street and you heard Seif, it was like, yeah, that's Seif. That's just...
And, I'm... And it's kind of like an oxymoron because I was always hyper, but I was always in the background.
I was
only hyper in certain instances. Joking.
Snapping, ranking in the hood. That was
ranking.
When
it come time to put in work and playing ball,
because
you know everybody in the hood knew that was my thing.
You know what I'm saying?
So. Those were the things I would be always hype about. Other than that, I was always in the background. You know what I'm saying? That's where Big and O and all of them personalities would come out. And, you know, everybody would, if it wasn't joking, like, I wasn't really speaking. You know, I speak to who I deal with. Other than that, I was in the cut. So it was kind of like different. You know what I mean? And I think I got that through just... For me coming back to New York from down south, you know, I ain't fit in.
Yeah,
you know, country, but I'm from New York.
Yeah,
but I'm country.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And even down south, I didn't really fit in.
Cause you do New York.
And you didn't grow. I didn't grow up, and I lived in a few towns. I didn't just stay in one town all my life. You know what I'm saying? The whole time I was down there, I went to town to town. So I was kind of like a outside looking in kid.
I
had a certain amount of popularity through sports, and me always, I'll fight anybody.
Like, for real.
We in small towns. So it might be a dude 3-4 years older than me. I'm gonna be scared.
I
might get my ass whipped.
But
we gotta fight. You know what I'm saying? You're not just going, you know what I'm saying? And hence the name, you know what I'm saying? Like, once my moms told me, that's a warrior name, going back to the clothing line, you know what I'm saying? Once my moms told me, you got a warrior name, I took that in a way, literally, that I have to fight all the time. When you're telling a kid, the parents aren't cognizant of how the kid is going to take it.
And what they instilling in you, not even
knowing. You telling me this, and my mind that's not mature, that means warrior or I fight. We going, anything that needs to be solved, this is how we solve it.
So when you came back from down south, when you came back from Texas, Big was on, or what was it?
When I came home from jail, Big was on.
Which jail time though?
Cause
you
my second bid.
The second bid. Cause
I came for my first bid, I was only on 4 months.
Okay.
And got locked right back up. That's when I got locked up, that I was in fucking Ulster when I called Knee Crib, and I'm talking to JC, and Knee get on the phone and tell me, yo, O got killed. And this is like June 92. Literally just came back from the yard from playing ball in the Jack Max. You know what I'm saying? People don't know Jack Max. Like, we used to call the the state sneakers. Yeah, they'll give you even some Chuck Taylors, and then it got worse. They start getting you some shits called Anacondas. That's a fact.
But for for people who don't know who O is, a childhood friend that Biggie wrote the song "Missing You" about.
Yeah, facts.
That's Ole.
Yeah, that's Ole.
Was definitely a part of the.
Nah, yeah, he would have been right he's there. He's one. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like, he's actually before the genesis of Big.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's he's Fat Chris. Yeah.
He's Fat Chris.
Yeah, he was fat. He was Fat Chris.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was there around as Big was Big. Because Big was Big hustling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He just wasn't Notorious B.I.G.
Facts.
He was just because, Lorraine, Big.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how she used to call him. So when it went from Fat Chris to Big, Biggie, then Jimmy Dean started calling him Biggie Smalls.
Then
it just evolved into the rapper name.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So he was there before the genesis of the Notorious B.I.G.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? He was there, you know, when we was in that era when we were selling crap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And sadly, he was gone before Big got to it.
Yeah.
He was gone.
Yeah. O was gone when the summer Big first got the unsigned hype shit.
Yeah.
This is 92. We took the picture on Bethany and Quincy in 92, bro.
Mm.
I got locked up probably a couple weeks later, like 3 weeks, maybe a month later. You know what I'm saying? If that. You know what I mean? Then by that summer, June, O got killed.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So Big ain't even get a chance to even, I think, crack with anything.
Yeah.
Nothing cracked off for him yet when O got murked. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's...
Yeah. O was, and it's funny because I just always remember, O was like biggest hype man. Like, yo, Big, fuck that Big. Yo.
And
yeah.
And what's strange is, like, for people that know O, O was a cocky nigga.
Mm-hmm.
That's my, you know what I'm saying? That's more like we used to argue. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? We would sit there and argue all day. You know, we would debate all day about everything, and O. But that's my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's how you could see the loyalty, because O, being the arrogant dude he is, he put his own, you know, his cockiness, I ain't gonna say arrogant, but his cockiness and his bravado, he put that to the side and put it all to Big. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, it ain't no love greater than that
in my
eyes. You know what I'm saying? When you like, that's why I say it's like Rock. Rock took the burner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Me just doing stuff for Bad Boy that, you know what I mean? Putting myself in situations. Because I wasn't, honestly, I never got caught doing nothing for Big. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like,
got away with everything.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just honest. You know what I'm saying? I never got, and that's why a lot of people probably, as far in the mainstream people, they don't know about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I never got caught for doing nothing for Big. I got caught for doing other shit, and people just basically knew my name.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They never saw, like, you always saw Big Rock with Big in pictures. You know what I'm saying?
C's.
You know what I'm saying?
Nino.
The whole mafia. And the few pictures that I got, you know what I'm saying? It's literally a few. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you're doing bids, you losing shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you live on your own, because I live by myself. Like, my mom's was deceased in 88.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I was on my own. I had my own apartment, all this. So once I get locked up, pictures, clothes, all that shit, if don't nobody come get it, that's gone.
Yeah.
So I had, you know, we had mad pictures, but, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is, bro. You know what I'm saying?
So Big, where was you at when you first heard that Big got killed?
In the beginning.
And how did the news come to you? Did you hear
it?
I was in
7 block. At that time, I wasn't going to breakfast. Mm. Like, I was staying myself. But around breakfast time, before breakfast, dude banged on my wall. Boom, 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 boom. Yo, they killed your cousin in L.A. Now, mind you, before we locked in, I spoke to Big.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because Big had a 201 number. Mm. You couldn't, at that time on the island, you couldn't call 917s.
Yeah, that wasn't common no more. Yeah, that was a cell phone.
Yeah. So it was you couldn't call those numbers because they knew they were cell phones. But Big had a 201 number.
Mm.
201 is a Jersey number.
Mm-hmm.
So I could call the 201 number because it's a Jersey number. But I'm paying for the calls.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I spoke to him that night.
Mm.
So what dude's telling me is like, it don't even sound right here. Like, fuck out, yo, stop playing with me, bad bro. I'm asleep. He like, nah, yo, cut the radio on.
Mm.
So when I cut the radio on, that's when Ice-T was on it.
Yeah, he was on it crying, he was, scared. Yeah, he was scared. I remember Ice-T saying, yo, I'm scared out here. I ain't got nothing to do with that because I think he thought it was just going to be on some L.A. versus New York. Anybody from L.A. could get it.
Yeah, so, and I heard that. So when we did come out, I called Big Mom's crib.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, on St. James. And I think his uncle picked up the phone.
Mm.
I'm like, yo, I speak to Miss Wallace. He like, yo, Valletta gone to L.A.
Mm. Boom. Once he
said that, I was like, all right, yeah, I know what it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because, I couldn't call Rock, couldn't call C's for the simple fact.
917-347.
Yeah, they got cell phone numbers. Big got a regular. You know what I'm saying? This is that area of Jersey number anyway. So, but yeah.
In that climate, when he told me he was going to L.A., I was like, nah. Like I didn't really think he should have went. What was your thoughts on it?
See, I know Big.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like telling me not to go to Texas when I'm in Texas to sell drugs.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's going to be what it's money over there. That's what I'm going to.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You got to respect it from a hustler standpoint, mm-hmm. from a person that, you know, we was in the streets, we would take all type of risks. So I'm looking at it like it's legal money now. But at the same time, I'm like, yo, bro, because I know this is gangbang capital of the world. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm knowing shit can go down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling him, I think I sent him, I spoke to him. Matter of fact, the night I spoke to him, I'm like, yo, go to the spa shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I had ad for the spa shop from some magazine I had. I don't even remember the magazine, but anyway, I had a joint for the spa shop, so I was like, yo, go get a fast boy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Niggas do drive-bys. You know what I'm saying? This is just shit I was telling. I was like, yo, to be on point, I'm not there. You know what I'm saying? And I don't take away from anybody else, but you know how you feel.
Gutter would have been in that car. I know that.
Yeah, I would have been in the car. But this I'm saying, you know how you feel is like, That's just like, all right, if I'm getting ready to fight somebody, in my mind, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Even if I got some type of apprehension,
mm-hmm.
I'm still, in my mind, I'm going to whip your ass. Because if in my mind I say I'm not going to whip your ass, then you're going to whip my ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Got to have the confidence.
So, but in my mind at the same time, all right, this dude, hand skills is vicious, so I gotta be prepared on point. And that was my whole thing. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is over there. You know what I'm saying? Because we just went through the shit with the Soul Train Awards.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
you was out there for that?
What, for the Soul Train
Awards?
Not when he got killed.
No, you was out there for the Soul Train Awards the prior to the shit.
Yeah. Oh. When Pac was alive.
So y'all saw Tupac?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's when I had Back to Burnout on shoot. Well, not backed it out. I pulled it out. I had it behind my back, but the nigga seen me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So you said Shook?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he seen me, and he was like, yo, nigga got a strap. And that's when the police.
We wasn't using up. That slang. We were talking about burner, jammy.
Yeah. But you know, that's an old LA slang. You know what I'm saying? So, he was like, yo, he got a strap. So it was me, Big C's, and some big goofy security nigga. I don't even know this nigga name, but he was big. In my opinion, and I don't want to shit, but he was soft to me.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying? He's just a big body. Cause he like, come on, daddy, let's go. Like, his whole voice just sounded like bitch made to me. You know what I'm saying? I was tight. First of all, I was tight with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I mean? So when I pulled the gun out, cause I went on the stage and everything with the burner.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Cause we was in the stage. C's had a bottle of Dom. He drunk a whole bottle for Dola. I think me and Rock like took a sip. Mm-hmm. And we was on the side, and this nigga was just drinking a whole joint. So after Big performed, when he got the joint, we went up there. I had to burn up. You know me at that time.
Yeah.
I flashed that shit.
Yeah.
I pulled the shirt up. But not to the audience. But cause you know niggas was born. So I banged back.
Yeah.
Nigga, what? You know what I mean? But that's your mentality. When your mentality is like that, then, you know, you're not
and that
really
Brooklyn deep. Bullshit niggas is on
you're
it.
Not really thinking logically.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nigga all in his emotions. So, niggas is born. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Flash the burner. You know what I mean? On some New York shit.
Was that the first time Big?
Wallows. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm stunning.
The first time Big and Pac saw each other since all of that shit?
Yeah, that was. And you know, Pac did his little thing. But Big was like, Big was shocked from the fact that of the theatrics. Big was like, wow, you really. You know what I'm saying?
Taking this shit all the way.
Yeah, you really going there.
Yeah.
Because like I've told people before, man, like, Big had profound love for Pop.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga took up for me one time when I called him a bitch ass nigga. Like, he took up for him against me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that bitch ass nigga. Nah, he ain't no bitch ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He probably can't beat you, but he ain't no bitch ass nigga. I'm like, damn, bad bro. Like, I'm tight. Off of some shit he's saying about you. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I knew that he really had genuine love for Pac. You know what I'm saying?
Pac was at the hotel one day, and I was coming down the town to the liquor store in St. James, and Big was like, yo, come with me to see Pac at the hotel. I was like, all right, cool, let me get some liquor. And he said, now, you know what? Nah, you can't go because I can't control you and him at the same time. You crazy, he crazy, you about to get drunk. I can't control both of y'all. But people don't know when Pac came to town, Big used to go see him all the time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and he used to come to Fulton Street. Pac came on Fulton Street.
Yeah, like actually, I had called the crib one time when Pac, and it might have been that one time when Pac was there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to speak to dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But he was like, yo, I got Pac on the block, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? And I think I heard dude in the background or something. Mm-hmm. You know, he got it. He has a
distinctive voice.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I kind of heard him in the background. Season them, cause they was all in the crib. Season them in the back, yo. You know, cause you know, they ain't see me in a while, so they saying this shit over the phone or whatever. But it wasn't even no long phone call. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, really, at that time, like, well, period. Like when I'm in jail, it's like the less contact with people. Kind of is better for me in certain parts of the bed. Like, once I start getting short, then, but once, like, if I'm in my bed, you know what I mean? And it's kind of crazy, you know what I mean? But when I'm in my bed, like, I really don't want a lot of outside contact. Mm-hmm. For the simple fact is, I don't want to be taken out of my focus on what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
It's in the prison.
Yeah, it's like, all right, I'm doing this bit.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm worrying about shit in here and shit out there,
you might get caught slipping or
or just something from out here might just
turn
my, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
Because this is a lot of shit that went on that I wasn't hearing about because
you win.
Lack of contact. You know
so when you heard about what happened to Big, did you want to wild out in there? Was you on one in there, or was you just like, damn?
No, I wasn't. Like I was on one, but it was like if somebody say something slick about Big,
yeah,
it's happening.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that happened day one. Like, oh, okay. Out, you know, some Spanish kid. I don't know if he was a king or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. I know it was a Spanish kid, like a chubby fan Spanish kid. He was like, yo, I switched his bitch ass good for going out there.
Whoa.
We on the line. But you know, they talking. We on the line coming from some, I think the yard or some shit like that. And I had, we was coming from the yard. So, you know, I'm coming out. I'm walking back. You know, nigga, stress. I'm just walking with my man, smoking or whatever, boo, boo, boo. And he probably like 10 people in front of me. He said it, bingo, antennas up. Yo, my man, you need to watch it. And fuck are you, dying, wop. You know what I'm saying? And ain't got away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
ain't got away. And I think the police kind of knew, but it's like the whole jail at the time knew who I was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The relationship with. So, you know, I got shine. You know, I got a chain with diamonds in it. You know what I mean? I'm and then people know like I done got visits already. You know what I'm saying? So people know, police know. This is like it's a few police from the hood that were working in the Beacon. Then police that's not from the hood, but they from Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So dudes that I was with know them and shit like that. It was just like, so, you know, dudes like, yo, the dude brought my guy Twin. He probably retired now. He brought me the obituary.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He brought me the obituary. Rock gave him the obituary and he brought the obituary to me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, people knew. So I think I kind of got away off of that, but I really ain't care if I got caught or not anyway. You know what I mean? Because I was just in that mind state. Yeah.
Could we put this room of the rest that, I know the rumor's not fake, but Biggie wasn't a Crip.
No.
Yeah, but you know, everybody's saying Biggie was a Crip.
Because he said, like, all the Don moves from New York thought, because he said, beating down Billy Badasses. Now, I think Nine Trays is Billy's.
Yes.
Right.
So, that's where, you know what I'm saying, dude, like, because, you know, certain blood dudes that I was meeting that I knew, like, oh, I knew that nigga you talking about, but I'm like, God, wasn't no blood. I mean, wasn't no Crip. Big ain't claim nothing. I'm a Crip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we dispel all law. I'm the only rapper, you know what I'm saying, from that group that's a Crip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Period.
Yeah, because I used to argue with people like, nah, Junior Mafia, they Crips, the whole hood. I'm like, no, they the only one with Crip is a gutter. Big was neutral. Big wasn't down with nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Junior Mafia, if anything, I would say they the Sixers, if anything, because that was the first shit they was wearing, them damn 666 on they vests and all that shit. But you come home, and Big is not here now, and then now it's you run around with Siege, you run around, and Kim, you went around, how many, did you get to go all around, like the world and shit, or was it like just local?
Oh, I went all over.
Mm.
Certain spots I couldn't go. You know what I mean? Just logistics. You know what I mean?
Because
I'm not a rapper.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Certain shit like I'm not going to Milan and shit like that. I mean, why would I?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not no entertainer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's something like Big. If Big was going to that type of shit, of course. Like, or not. Because there's been certain times with Big I couldn't go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just what it is. But like, I'm not an entertainer, bro. So mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't crazy about Sean either. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got a little joint in our clip. Like, nigga be like, the Shinola. You thirsty for that Shinola.
Yeah.
You been sniffing, boy, that Shinola. You know what I'm saying? Jumping get in that front of the camera. So, like I said, I'm not a rapper. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not an artist in that terms. Now, if somebody want to talk to me about what I'm doing personally, as far as my clothing line, the shit when I talk to the youth and all that, yeah, we can expound on that at all times. But I'm not a rapper, so I don't feel no way when I gotta miss a beat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. I'm not an entertainer.
Yeah. When the depiction of you, do you think it's a lot of misconceptions about who the general public thinks C Gutta is?
Oh, of course.
Cause C Gutta.
First of all, probably the majority of people thought I was probably about 6'5", 6'6". Nah, for real. Cause look how tall. Like Rock is 6'5".
Yeah.
Right. Big is 6'3". Big was 6'3". I'm the smallest one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even L was bigger than me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's one misconception. Then people probably just think I'm always gritted up. Like, I crack jokes all day.
Yeah.
I smoke butt and crack jokes. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's my shit.
Then they probably thought you really kidnapped kids and fuck them in the ass and throw them over the bridge.
Now, at one time, I might have kidnapped some kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, if dude had that bag. I mean, let's, you know, because we got to be honest. You know what I'm saying? I was in the streets. I was robbing. You know what I'm saying? I done did home invasion, stuff like that. So, if I snatch somebody's kids, but I'm not fucking them in the ass, throwing them over no bridge. You know what I'm saying? Boo, 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 boo. And it wouldn't even be like a real kidnapping.
Yeah.
It's I got, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't, like, me, I love kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a daughter and a granddaughter. Mm-hmm. Like, outside of that, I love kids. Mm-hmm. So, you know, me just being that type of vicious dude. Big explain, like, yo, I'm trying to make you just look like that. I'm like, bro, I don't need to, like, because I never was a dude that need validation from anybody else about what I do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, you know, I'm just gonna do whatever I do. You know what I'm saying? Now, I pop shit.
Yeah.
But not on no pop shit, on some gangster shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I just pop shit like, yeah, nigga, you do I fly, mm-hmm. nigga. On that type of pop and shit. Like, I'm not one of no dead serious. Oh, yeah, nigga, I killed 30, nigga. If nigga start doing that to me, I'm looking at him like he crazy. It's like, boy,
I'm moving away from him.
Yeah.
What, you trying to go to jail? Yeah, like, first of all, you confessing. Yeah. Like, you confessing the crime. Like, you know, now. Yeah, I used to rob people and do shit like that, but that's public record, bro. Yeah.
And I mean, you have participated in an act of violence, but
facts,
you're not a violent person. Only when when need be.
Yeah. But it's this.
You got
certain people like that have violent tendencies. I'm mm-hmm. one of those individuals.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just the warrior spirit mm-hmm. within you. You know what I'm saying? So it's, you have to learn how to harness it. At one time, I didn't know how to harness, you know what I'm saying, that violent side. I didn't know how to harness it and use it only in
circumstances. Last resort. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even now, it's like, I'll be ready to punch somebody dead in their face. You know what I mean? You know, it's because somebody, all I did was cage the demon.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I caged them. That's, you know, so it's, I could still unleash it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So, but I try to be as much as I can mm-hmm. a peaceful person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, number one, I don't want to go back to jail.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? But if it comes to a situation where I feel I gotta go that, then, you know, I accept my fate. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it would have to be somebody really did something that they deserve something to happen. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
When you was locked up and C's was going through what he was going through in the streets, you know, he was getting called types of names, felt like people was kind of like picking on him after a while. How did you receive that?
I was mad. I was upset, but more with everybody. Upset with him, upset with Kim, upset with Rock, upset with Puff. It's just because I just felt that we family. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain shit stay there. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, like, it was unwarranted because humans are humans. They're going to make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Everybody make mistakes. You know what I mean? So, but, like, I'm human. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was upset. I'm like, yo, I'm sitting here doing all this fucking time. You know what I'm saying?
And shit fucked up.
And you motherfuckers is not together. You know what I mean? And that's selfish. You know what I'm saying? Because it's now I was just thinking about my side of the thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I got the time, that I got the most time, that I'm feeling upset because motherfuckers ain't doing shit how I feel they should be doing shit. That ain't how life work. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm definitely glad that, you know, they back together. You know, it's gonna be some big things for them going forward. You know what I mean?
How did you, what was it like finally really seeing Kim and talking to her and really getting to build with her after you came home? Because you saw her one time and it was just regular, but then I guess now y'all might have had a little.
Yeah. It was more the dinner. You know what I mean? At the dinner, we was able to, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, you know, because I had to come, I came to grips with everything. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't have no leanings anyway. I never had no leanings anyway because that's all how always we got a family dispute. That's between y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to interject when either one of y'all just go outside the bounds. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I really was tight about. It's like, yo, y'all kind of was like, come on, man. You know what I mean? But, you know, from us speaking, man, you know, it's all love. You know what I mean? Because homegirl went through a lot. She went through a lot, too. You know what I'm saying? On both sides. So, you know what I'm saying? My boy went through a lot. That's why I'm happy. You know, you get to see him and you see his genuine love. You know what I'm saying? It's like the love never went nowhere. But you know how motherfuckers is so mad at each other. You might have a brother. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Y'all done had a fight 10 years ago. I give you a perfect example. Me and my older sister. You know what I'm saying? My older sister, you know, for years, I just felt that you're trying to be my mom's. You know what I'm saying? So I would always keep a super distance from my sister. You know what I mean? Now my sister got breast cancer. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at shit like that, it's like, man, we don't got no time to be holding little sucker shit like that, because at the end of the day, it's sucker shit. You know what I'm saying? If you really love somebody, then y'all can get past anything. You know what I'm saying? Unless they really violated, you know. If somebody really violated, then that they don't love you. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if y'all love each other, y'all can always come back. And so that's how you know it was genuine love, because they was able to come back. And when they linked back up, it was like
they was together yesterday.
Bingo.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not no let's
let ease me test you in. Out. Yeah, let me see what you about.
Let me ease in. It was like, all right, sis, shit, damn, we back together. It's just elation. You know what I'm saying? You just be, you know how you all right, when you see your man, he just came home from jail or whatever. You just looking at the nigga like grinning.
Damn, my nigga home.
Yeah. Like you just like this, just saying, damn, my nigga home, or you know, anything. You know, any type of separation you have from somebody. And when they come back, the genuine love is just like, you like, man, damn, my nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know how you do that?
Yeah, that's real.
Like nigga Denzel, my nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, you know.
So right now you the t-shirt thing, you gonna do some hats?
Yeah.
Do some hats.
Yeah, definitely gotta do some
hats. That look like it'll go off on a nice sweatsuit too, a little tracksuit.
No, that's a fact. Yeah, I mean. But you know,
where could the people get it though?
Balagoon.com. They can go to my Instagram at Real Mafia C Gutter, or they can go to Balagoon Clothing and just click the link.
Okay,
it's gonna pop up. See, I'm not. I ain't that savvy, so I might send somebody crazy.
Yeah,
might be at somebody else shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, because it's another dude, but I think he's overseas that has a Balagoon Clothing. And his shit says Balagoon _ Clothing. Gotcha. My shit is just Balagoon, and my logo is right on the side.
Yeah.
So,
right. I make sure under this video it's in there so they know exactly where to go.
So you know. I gotta crawl before I walk. You know, most of these shits is 10-toe hustling.
Yeah.
I got it. Oh, yeah. Where you at? You know.
Do it bother you that some people might depict you like you just a goon just around? Like you just don't have no sense. You just a savage goon who's there. You bust your gun and you're fighting all that. Do that bother you?
A little, you know, a little bit. It would bother anybody, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, you don't even take into account a dude's intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? His capacity for love, his capacity for understanding. You know what I mean? It's like, you just like, yo, this is just a dumb.
Or even grown. Yeah. Since what they've heard about.
This is just a dumb nigga that's just going to kill anybody.
This
is what literally dudes, because. Alright, a dude will pull up to me and be like, yo, you a hood legend. I respect it because that just shows the amount of honor they give to me and the struggle I went through. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I know how they're viewing me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This the nigga that's going to clap something. This the nigga that's going, you know what I mean? That's what they, alright, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Because now a dude acknowledges that you're a warrior, but have something else in there too. Have some admiration for something else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I be respecting more, dudes that follow me after I put up a post about something that's significant to African people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I just put up a post the other day about from Umar Johnson. He was talking about how much we spend.
Yeah. That was yesterday you put that up.
Yeah, was it?
I think it was yesterday or the day before.
So, you know, I engage more with people that follow me
for that side of you.
For that side.
For the intellect.
Yeah. You know what I mean? For the intellect.
Yeah.
Because, bro, I'm not trying to do nothing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like, all right, yeah, I'm a Crip. I fuck with the homies, boo, 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 boo. But when I talk to the homies, I'm trying to tell them, yo, business.
Yeah.
Your hood is supposed to be your military arm and your financial arm. This is what the hood is supposed to be in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? People might disagree.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
People might disagree, but in my eyes, and I think, you know what I mean, You might have a gang of 50 dudes. If you got 50 homies, bro, and all of them come in and put $20 a week together, and this is not only your war chest, this is your financial chest too. So now, boom, you build that. Now you figure out,
what do we do with the money?
A sound plan. And it could be any of the homies. It could be the youngest homie because they into the technology. Cuz we can do this. Boom, 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 boom. Bam, and that might take off, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the shit that I try to tell little homies. Like, stop getting into politics. Number one, like gang politics. Yo, this hood is over there. They beefing with this hood, and man, you got beef with any of them? Don't worry about that. Worry about building yours up. You know what I'm saying? And then once you get to a level of strength and influence, now you can go to other hoods. Listen, homie, this is what we doing over here. I'm gonna give you a map.
Build the army.
Yeah, boom, this is what you're doing. This is what you should be doing.
But even though you've been Crip for a while, I never seen you like, yo, I'm the super big Crip. I never seen you on that type of time. Like, we know what you are, but it's like you never broadcasted it to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people, when you see them, you say, oh, he's Latin King because that's all he projects. You know what I'm saying? Everything. We know you a Crip, but it's like, but that's gutter, though. You know what I'm saying?
But y'all know me. You know what I'm saying? People that, like, gangbangers see me, they know me.
But it's more to you than you just being a Crip. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah, of course. It has to be. Because I look at it like this is, Crippin' only made a part of me.
Mm-hmm.
But the influence I put in the Crippin' is stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm an influence of a homies.
Mm-hmm.
See, Crippin' gave me influence, but my influence to the homies is from me, mm-hmm. not just from Crippin'. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's the shit that I tell dudes, like, yo, cause you know, the hood ain't me. I'm the hood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because the hood doesn't dictate what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I dictate what the hood does. And not on no like me just calling shots, but my influence. When younger homies, because I'm not gonna influence everybody.
Right.
But I got enough younger homies that they pay attention to what I talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when I'm giving them this type of shit, they be like, nah, cuz, you right. Yeah. But y'all got to put it into action, homie. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And which goes for myself, too. Because there's certain stuff I might speak about I don't put into action yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mind is cluttered.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, you got to get that meditation.
Yeah.
You got to get a certain thing that a long time where you can
decompress.
Yeah, you can decompress. You can get all that clutter out your mind. All the shit that don't matter. The new kicks.
Yeah.
The bitch with the fat ass. You know what I'm saying? Because these are all the things that be going, yo. Boom, boom. Because
I gotta get a new chain, yo. These new sneakers is out.
And bro, like I might sit there and obsess on my clothing line a little bit too much,
mm-hmm.
because I'll be just having visions of where I wanted to be. All right, bro, fall the fuck back.
Yeah, you tell that to yourself.
It's steps to this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I get ahead of myself all the time with shit, bro, that I'm passionate about. You know what I'm saying? That's the same thing with, I would like to have the program up soon. It's a joint called Young Kings. Like, that's a program. It was going to be mentoring, rites of passage, people teaching about financial literacy.
Mm-hmm.
So young dudes you're not going to school or whatever to go work for somebody. You're learning how to operate and control things yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, why would you go to school, go to college, be in debt, and you come home working for somebody?
Word.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if we catch you at them in them formative years, where we have people that know how to do this stuff, because I can't sit there and teach them myself per se, because I don't know all the ins and outs. Mm-hmm. I'm a work in progress my motherfucking self when it comes to the business aspect and this technology. Remember, I've been gone 16 years. Bro, so.
Was you surprised that the Crippin' and Blood spread throughout New York the way it did?
Crippin', yeah.
Crippin', right? Because this always was when
this is a blood city.
It still is. Yeah, facts.
Like, I don't, you know what I mean? This is LA is a Crip city.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the majority, you know, and you don't take away from any other gang. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying here like we not a factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We definitely a factor, but it's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You go to jail, nigga, you might go in a jail where it's 80 bloods. And you might be the only one, two, three other niggas with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, bro. Mm-hmm. So that's what really made me more surprised that the homies just start gaining numbers like that.
Mm.
And it's, you know, it's going to be the same. It's going to be a lot of the same shit that from before before I came home. Niggas going to be going to jail, dropping their flags, turning
God body. Was a lot of people doing that?
Oh, fuck yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't remember when you turned crypto.
Well, I was affiliated from when I was down south.
Got you. You remember Mighty Mouse?
Oh, Batman and Robin.
Yeah. No, Batman and Robin. Mighty Mouse is somebody different.
Oh, fuck, I'm a little short. I'm a little short of time.
He had the Mighty Mouse tattoo on his arm. He was a short.
He probably
said Batman and Robin. Damn, I hear
that. Those the OGs. Yeah.
Batman and Robin, Freckles, Pizza
them
Face.
They
shot at you?
Yeah, I bust back too.
All right. Yeah, but.
Nah, because I was running. Them niggas shot at me with my back turned. Niggas is busting at me.
Damn. Was Batman and Robin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bust right back.
Yeah.
I ran around the car and bust right back. Got caught. Got my ass whooped. Niggas beat the shit out of me.
Yo, but I remember when I got locked up. I was introduced as a Fulton Street Raider. Facts. You know what I'm saying? I was introduced as a Fulton Street Raider to the judge and one of the founders.
But see, this is the thing is, me, Big, and O, we just said that shit. Mm. Like, we didn't... It's like, we said it, and they just ran with it. You know what I'm saying? That's what, like, Nia and Bo, like, they... Because they were saying that... You got to remember, this is when Nia and Bo and them used to be walking around with the boom box all the time. Playing fuck the police and all that. So when me and Big and O told him that, that's when all them little basses. You know what I'm saying? So
if you're saying that, to a certain extent, we didn't do the Raider thing around the NWA days. It definitely wasn't. It was a little after.
Yeah.
Like it was
we was active in 89.
But it wasn't like
the end of 88, the beginning of 89. Because you think by the summer of 89, though, right? Q bounced in like
89.
Yeah.
Yeah, 89. I think when Q bounced. America's
89 and 90.
Yeah, America's Most did, came out in 89. Killer Will was 90.
No. America's Most Wanted came out in 90.
You sure?
Yeah. Now, we was hearing songs in 89.
Yeah. I think right around.
We heard Bitch is a Bitch.
Well, that was from NWA and the Posse.
Yeah.
Because remember, we was Decepticons first.
We
was Decepticons first in the hood. We was D-set for like, what was that? For a few days, right?
Yeah, that had
probably,
to be
probably like 87, 88.
Yeah. It was a few days.
Yeah, y'all lucky y'all ain't say that then. I would definitely would have punched one of y'all in the face.
Nah,
we was D-sept shit back then.
Nah, we was.
I hated D-seps then.
We did too.
We did too.
Yeah,
that's how we ended up hating them.
Now, you know why I hated them?
Uh-huh.
Because my little cousin went to Park West.
Oh, right.
That was their headquarters.
That was their headquarters.
Yeah.
So, one dude tried to snatch her earrings, but they snatched her homegirl earrings. And she said it was Decepticon. I was on a train every day trying to shoot one of them niggas or stab them or
I remember Country Chris, if you said you was a Decep, he went berserk on anybody that was decent.
Yeah, and that was because of, that was my...
But people don't know. Well, Country Chris, we ain't going to talk about him on this podcast, but he was a legend. Yeah, Country Chris is out of his mind.
But see, even to go back to all of that, where we at with it now, you know, things that me and C. Gutter's working on, is to take all of these years of being in that street life, being raised in Brooklyn, you know, a lot of times, and save lives with this. Because a lot of young dudes aren't as fortunate as we are to go through all of the trials and tribulations that we went through. You know what I'm saying? Because most people know Gutter because of Big. Big rapped about him.
That's the only reason people know about me. Right. Only
people who know me.
Yeah.
Because I'm at the stage right now where a lot of the violence is nothing to really be glorified, but we see a lot of people trying to antagonize and agitate the new generation on who's more tough and who's this and who's that. But the reality is a lot of dudes are really losing their lives behind this.
Yeah.
And like Gutter said, you know, he got a daughter and a grandchild, and I got grandchildren. And our whole thing is, if we survive the 80s and the 90s, what's supposed to be our takeaway?
That was the roughest time.
Balogun is the war chief. Yeah. It's the warlord. It's the elder. It's the one who protects the community. But it's not just the physical aspect of protecting the community. It's giving them the knowledge and the information. Like you said, the Rites of Passage program. We've been through it. We're going to teach you how to walk through the fire and survive. But a lot of dudes these days and age ain't trying to give that to the youngins.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's celebrating failure and idiocy. And we trying to save lives. We not trying to speculate, yo, what's up with that beef with you and them dudes over there? Because we see it on so many podcasts. Yeah. And it's killing our community in all seriousness. You know what I'm saying? It sound good for the record. It look good money, on videos. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is our young dudes is dying from each other. And we not even talking about the killer cops. That's killing our people for nothing. So we got too many things to fight out here. Too many things against us.
Got killed in Texas.
Yeah. With her little 8-year-old you know nephew in the crib.
It starts with the mentality.
Yeah, definitely.
It starts with the mentality.
That's what we're
because
do,
we're
carry that
we
conversation.
All, what the general public might not know is that, well, you my first cousin, but we all from the same neighborhood.
Yeah,
facts.
We all seen Gutter was older than us, but you're older than me. I'm the youngest out of y'all. Gutter got me by some years, and you got
and
me by some years.
And we all put in work.
But you and Gutter got you by some years.
Yeah.
But everybody did what they did in the hood, and it's like, none of us really glorify that shit. Like
right.
We be like, yo, nah, that shit is fucking stupid.
It's nothing, bro. Yeah. It's any African man that has any type of intelligence, you don't glorify that. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I don't brag about anything that I ever did. You know what I'm saying? I just tell the facts, bro, as I see them. You know what I mean? It's like I could tell you my mentality at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Around the time my mom's passed, I ain't care about my life, about another nigga life. You know what I'm saying? So it was easy for me to, you know, do something to
But think
to
what's crazy,
brother.
Though, Gutter, not to cut you, you needed help.
Yeah.
You needed counseling. You needed grief counseling.
No, that's a fact.
But what we did in the hood, we drank, smoked, and was violent. Violent.
Yeah.
We take it out our own. One time we watched Mississippi Burning in the crib. Like, yo, nah, they ain't do that to us. Right to Midtown. First one, no. Matter of fact, we ain't make it to Midtown. We went in the hood. I ain't going to say what block because, you know, yeah. But we was in the hood. We walked down a block. It was like, I think we hit like Green. There he go. Just get him. Because that's all we knew. We wasn't trained. So what we need to offer the dudes, little dudes, and even some of these grown-ass men, them first too a lot of times, is alternative to violence. Coping mechanisms, like you said, you meditate, you breathe, you go on the corner and say, I'm about to strangle this motherfucker, but I can't. Because I don't want to go back to prison, but I don't want him to think that I won't go back to prison if I have to.
But you don't even want to put that energy out.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
More than anything, it's like, yeah, I definitely don't want to go back to jail. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I don't want to have that negative energy on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
That shit weigh you down, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When all you can think about is negative shit, violence and shit like that, shit weigh you down, bro.
Yeah.
Cause I just go back to times when I was in the penitentiary, and that's how, you know when a dude had his best when I get locked in.
Mm-hmm.
No distractions.
Yeah, but
focused
that,
on you.
You know what I'm saying? I got negativity on my back all day. Because not just mine. You surrounded by that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say for a dude to make it out of that shit with any semblance of sanity, you got to give him kudos.
You know what I mean?
You know, because some, you know, dudes, you got dudes doing all type of fuck shit in jail.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
just
like,
for nothing.
Yeah, for no reason.
To pass
you know what
the
mean?
Time.
Like, all type of dumb, you know. I ain't gonna say I was that dude for the most part, but I was like, I would do unnecessary violent shit.
I heard early on Gutter was wilding on Rikers Island. I always heard that shit. Like, Gutter was in there wilding.
Yeah, but like, I wasn't wilding. Cause like you got some wilding is different.
Yeah.
Because you had dudes that like I was never that dude that have dudes standing in the toilet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dude doing Beyonce's or cockroaches on the table because he saw hole in court. Like these is things that I've been around. Like especially in adolescence. Adolescence the worst, bro.
Yeah.
Dudes foul niggas out. Like niggas are suave niggas, bro. Now, people don't, like, for the general public that don't know, dudes would stick, a Suave deodorant bottle in somebody's ass.
Wow.
What type of, you know what I'm saying? What type of, like, you just violate a dude's manhood just because you can and he's a hurt.
And you, just as bad as, just as you did that to him, you just as bad as he is now because you stuck something in another man's rectum.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But just the savagery
that a dude,
I never was that dude.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even cut a dude because I knew I could cut him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I.
But then, you know, inside, they savages and they look for the weak. Because if you cower, it's always a test before they really try it. It's yo, what you got for me? Yo, you got
to. Nah, but don't get me wrong. I was robbing niggas.
Though. No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, I wasn't. I
no, was the I'm model prisoner. But certain dudes are just not going to happen to.
Certain shit I'm not going to do.
Not only not are you not going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, certain
dudes ain't getting swabbed. You're going to have to kill me.
Nah, that's a fact.
You got to get your shanks in your team.
But this is, dang, sometimes niggas be doing that. It be 4 or 5 niggas deep. The old nigga down, you violating them.
Wow.
Yeah.
And niggas be like, and I never, like me personally, I was never in the house when that happened, when 3-4 right. dudes, whole nigga and violated nigga. But that shit made me want to stab each and every one of them niggas.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's shit you don't do.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Like, what you get out of that? Yeah.
You don't spit in a nigga food. You don't piss in a nigga. Nigga put dick on a nigga bread and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit like that. Just the vile. I don't, like, you know what I mean? That's just
we was
man,
though.
That's a man. That ain't no grown man.
Yeah,
shit.
We was just raised different. Certain things you don't do. You don't invite no man to your private area. You don't.
Yeah, you don't do it. But I've
That's when you want to fight.
Times.
No, that's what I'm saying. When you feel ready to go there with a dude, you do that.
Playing. That was my way to bring a nigga out. Like
right, exactly. You either tell him that or just punch him in the face.
Nigga, what?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because you know what I'm saying? Or eat a dick.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I stopped going from suck my dick. Because this is the craziest joint, right? This one I'm hustling now. We had a crackhead down the way named Mark. He called everybody Pure. You know what I'm saying? Pure. So,
Pure. Hold on, he was Pure there?
I
remember Mark.
You remember Mark, tall, skinny Mark. Yeah, he used to be fly back in the day. He used to boost
exactly
and all that.
Exactly who you talk about. He passed away, too.
Yeah, he passed away from AIDS.
Yeah.
So, I'm like 18, 19. So, Mark getting on my nerve. Pure. Like, Pure, get the fuck out of here, Pure. Yeah, yeah. He like, Pure, you ain't going to give me nothing. Pure, suck my dick. He like, oh, Pure.
Yo,
I was sick. I'm like, oh, shit, this shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's when you learn how to be conscious of what you say out your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
You're telling a gay dude to suck your dick, and that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not saying, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But this is the thing, I know. That, cause you know gay, you know hood gay nigga. Yeah. Nigga hood gay nigga tell you. Like you know they gonna be up front with you. Yeah. Like,
you
know what I'm saying? You like, stop playing with me, I'm gonna hurt you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's in our hood.
Yeah.
That type of shit is in our hood. But that's how I learned how to stop inviting a nigga to my dick.
Yeah.
I would just tell a nigga eat a dick.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that would be my
right.
Because
those was always
because once you throw the Frank out there, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You call a nigga dick rider.
Yeah.
That's fighting.
Right.
Mad dick rider.
Yeah.
You already know what that is.
PDR. Right.
But that's when you can call a nigga dick rider without him knowing.
Yeah. Right. You say PD.
Mad PD.
Yep. Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
But it's funny. You know what?
Everybody laughing.
Yo, God, it's funny though. It's funny though how our hood got our own slang that only in the hood we know.
Nah, that's a fact.
You say nigga PDR, and you know what I'm saying? Nigga be like, fuck he talking about?
Mad Darrow, Mad
Dicko.
Yeah,
right, word.
Oh, yeah. Mad Darrow, Mad Dicko.
Yeah. But, you know what I mean? But you know it's dope too. The audience is going to get to hear more from y'all too because y'all got a podcast that y'all going to start. I don't want to put the title out yet because people need to copy your shit and steal it. But before they know it, y'all podcast is going to be, we start shooting that the first week of November.
Okay.
This will be out before then.
Right.
And you know, we gonna do some pilots, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's gonna be about y'all, what we talking about today. Again, not glorifying, talking about real shit. Niggas been through some shit.
Yeah, nah, that's a fact.
But how to get out of it, how to avoid it first.
How to navigate those type of situations and basically give you insight on your own. You know what I'm saying? We like, it's too many dudes. Like, I was in the feds with a dude from Brooklyn, and they didn't know who Marcus Garvey was.
Wow.
Damn.
Mind you, we got an avenue
in Brooklyn.
Fucking projects.
Yeah.
In Brooklyn.
Literally. Like, and you don't know who the fuck Marcus Garvey is, cuz.
Yeah. And public schools, all types. Yeah.
You got public parks. Yeah, parks. Yeah. I'm like, how you don't know who Marcus Garvey? And nigga from Brooklyn, cuz. I was so tight. I was like, yo, you little niggas is dumb as a bag of rocks. Yeah. Like, I was literally like tight. Like, I wanted to steal on this nigga tight.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a different era, bro.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, when I was getting locked up, and not the, you know, honestly, that's where I learned the most about my people.
Prison. Yeah.
Yeah. And what's so funny, that's what I was saying earlier, when you get a chance to sit still.
It's sad, bro. It's sad that's where I had to get a larger education of who I am and where I come from.
Glad you got it, though.
You know what I'm saying? And even, you know, I knew a lot for somebody at my age at that time. You know what I'm saying? Because I could, you know, I could build with anybody at the time. But the more I learned, you know what I'm saying, then it's just like, wow. Then you start understanding the reasons why. See, when you get that education, like, you just, you know,
right?
But you don't know why.
And you start seeing systematic.
You start learning. You learning the whys and the hows and the
who's, the where's, the what's.
Yeah, bro. And when you get in tune with that, now things become
more clear.
Yeah. Now that, and I think that's why a lot of people don't want to know. Now you obligated to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
You obligated.
Because you can't unknow.
I don't care what you doing. Like, I'm not going to never stop being a Crip.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That shit tattooed on my back. But now you know how to do it more effectively. But I done decided, like,
to live by the acronym.
No black man is my enemy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You live by the acronym, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
Community revolution in progress.
Yeah.
Yo, and it's crazy you say that because, you know, coming from where we come from, off of Fulton Street, I always wanted to go to Africa, but never did I really see myself there. You know, sometimes it's a fleeting thought.
Y'all
done been to Africa 4 times already. You know what I'm saying?
And I can't wait.
To the point that I inherited a school out there, you know, really doing community work. Because there's
a word?
Yeah. That's what's 11 up. Months.
You're going to celebrate, too.
Bro, as soon... You know, I get off 9/11.
Mm. Wow.
The day I get off is the day that I'm the fuck out of here. I don't know if I'm going to Africa that day.
Yeah, but you're
getting the fuck out this country just to get away.
On a plane.
Yeah.
And see the rest of the world, because, like we said, our hood was our own little world. You know what I'm saying? We walk from downtown Brooklyn to Nostrand Avenue, and you dealing with different hoods with different mentalities.
Not to cut you off, right?
Yeah.
But even though I had been to Europe already with my pop. My pops is in the jazz music. Right. My pops is jazz music. He was in a band called Sun Ra. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, what?
Google Sun Ra.
I know what that is.
You know what I'm saying? You're older. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the youngsters don't know. You know what I'm saying? He was a major influence in jazz and I can't remember the era that they call it, avant-garde.
Mm.
When that era hit, that's when you know, because he's the one who was doing a lot of symbolism, African symbolism, Egyptian symbolism, and all that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
something.
So you know, and he always spoke about the cosmos. You know what I mean,
right?
So you know, I went to Europe with my pops. You know what I'm saying? So I was one of them little fake cultured.
Because
my moms would make sure I would go to like culture shit, like
right
African drum dances. We going to the Museum of Natural History. So when I came up, like, I'm really a bookish dude.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, even though I'm from the hood, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had exposure to a lot of different shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
it's almost like we become a product of the environment, though.
MC8, the hood done took me under.
Nah, I wanted to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You wanted.
That's what I get.
Because now for
like,
me,
because
in school, I was always in the top classes. I went to high school on design. Like, I was always smart, but how shit cool is it to be smart?
Yo, you know what?
It was always, but see, this is the thing, in our era, it was cool to be smart.
Right, facts,
but you know what I'm saying? But you had to have some heart, too.
Exactly.
You had to have some heart. Like, a street dude loved a little smart nigga with heart. I like that little nigga, man.
Yeah.
Leave that little nigga alone. Especially if, that was me, because I'd be like, they know, because I'd be articulate as fuck talking to them. But I got the hood accent and all that. But I would just show them, like, yo, you're not talking to one of these little dumb niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you talk to me, you're going to talk to me with the same respect that I, because that was my whole shit with older dudes. Don't little nigga me.
Yeah.
If you talk to me like I'm an adult. You know what I'm saying? And that comes from the way I was raised. My mom said, yo, you the man of the family. I got three older sisters. You know what I'm saying? So, you the man of the house. So that was a man who I had to take on.
That's pressure.
Me and my sister had a conversation about that. She was like, yo, I don't think mommy
understood what she was
really
doing.
Did the right thing when she did that. But I was like, nah, she did, because that molded me into the individual. That gave me a certain amount of moral standpoint, moral ground to go from. You know what I'm saying? If you're the man in the house, that means you got to protect your sisters, boom, boom, boom. This is your name. Your name, you got a warrior. So my mom's basically put me through the fire.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? At a young age. You know what I'm saying?
Which is actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of sisters now don't do that.
She never spoiled me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't telling moms, yo, I want this, and cry. My mom look at me like, yeah, all right. Yeah. Keep on. You get tired.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like falling out and you already know what that gets you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My moms wouldn't do it then. She gonna be nice and you know what I'm saying? Already now, once I get in that car, I'm crying.
I already know what's gonna happen when I get to the crib.
You know what I'm saying? But
So Balagoon is this is what y'all looking at right here. This is the shirt.
Right.
Y'all could get it on go to his Instagram, Real Mafia C Gutter.
Yeah.
Real Mafia. It'll be in the description to go to his Instagram. He do hand to hands if you're in the New York City area.
Balagoon Clothing.
Balagoonclothing.com.
Yeah.
It's not the Instagram. It's just, or is it an Instagram?
No,
Instagram.
I got a Balagoon Clothing Instagram.
Okay.
You go
on
there, you can click onto the website.
Got you. All right. So I make sure all of that is in the description box.
I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah. I make sure everything is in the description box so you can get this shirt right here. He has hoodies.
Hats to be coming soon.
You know, it's hoodie season, so you need a hoodie. Yeah. Soon. Everything. So
Scullies will be coming soon.
So Gutter, I mean, I'm glad that you came here today. I wanted to. This is our second interview too, but the other one, so many things transpired since then. We couldn't really use that no more, and I wanted to pit people to see you in the light of where you just not some idiot. You know what I'm saying?
Dumb street dude.
Yeah, dumb street dude, a idiot, an ex-con.
No, because that's what even our own people.
Yeah.
It's sad to say is they'll take some people's word as gospel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if a person that they look up to say, well, he's some shit, they don't believe it.
Yep.
Yeah.
They don't care what you say. You can sit there and talk to them, explain the whole situation.
They're always gonna go off your track record. When they can pull something up and they say Steve Jackson and they see that damn mugshot and he did this, especially the shit that happened down the block, they gonna do that. But we about to get the hell up out of here. I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter. Make sure you subscribe, make sure you follow Gutter on Instagram. His Instagram will be in the description box. Make sure you follow Tad. His Instagram will be in the description box. You already know, follow me. I'm not following you back. Make sure you click subscribe to this on iTunes. Go to radio.com. Download the app. It's free. You can hear the podcast on there. You can see the video on YouTube, youtube.com/DoggyDiamondsTV. Again, they have a podcast coming. We will announce the name soon. We start filming and putting it together. I'm executive producing it, so you know the shit gonna be dope anyway, and they down with us. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. I'm out of here. Until next time, peace. All right, all right. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.